Siemens Power Pods, 60 years of powering India.
Welcome, it is Cummins PowerPods time as we celebrate the 60-year legacy of Cummins India. I'm your host, Neerja, and I'm taking you through these very celebratory times. Now, our guests today are not just part of the Cummins family, but are also a family that has been associated with the organization for nearly four decades. I'd like to welcome Sundar Ram Ramesh Babu, Head Customer Support for the India region, who joined Cummins India in 1985, and he's really an embodiment of customer centricity and dependability. Joining him is none other than his son, Surya Ramesh, manager, shared planning and logistics, and he's been at Cummins since 2018, but has dreamed of joining the firm since he was just 10 years old. I'm very excited to speak with this father-son duo, so let's go right ahead and bring them onto the show.
In conversation with Ramesh and Surya.
Hi Ramesh, hi Surya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neerja.
Thank you, Neerja.
We're super excited to get into the specifics of this because there's definitely some sentiment here. Cummins runs in the family for you. And Ramesh, let me start with you. You joined Cummins in 1985, right? So you've been part of a substantial number of chapters in this Cummins story, let's say. What is it that continues to excite you and what's kept you with Cummins for so long?
Yeah, thank you, Neerja, for the question. I joined Cummins when I was 19. And wow. Then I was transferred after that initial training in Pune across the country, right from northeastern states up to the south, then east and west. I covered the entire country. I saw the different culture, different problems, different customers, and then every customer expectations were different. So I saw the complete country with multiple applications, multiple cultures, and every day there is a different job, different kind of problems. So that kept me going in Cummins. And then I learned a lot of things, both professionally and personally, during my last 38 years of Cummins. So that is what is keeping me excited. The day-to-day, new things, everyday, new customers, new issues, new resolutions. That is what kept me going in Cummins.
Well, that's the best part about, you know, having a job that you love is that every day feels like the first day. And, you know, you're the best person to answer this question, Ramesh. What can you tell us about how the company has evolved since you joined, you know, in terms of its approach to innovation, people, communities, and also the planet?
So right from the day I joined Cummins, one thing I saw always and what I see today is the customer centricity. Though we always very focused on how can we help our customers to be successful, how can we make their life easy, how can we make their business more successful. So that is what the day I joined Cummins, the same thing we kept evolving and evolving and evolving, and we always strive to be a truly a customer centric organization. So that is what is the thing that I saw in Cummins, and that is what is currently we are driving in Cummins. So that is one major factor is we are always a customer-centric organization. So I would say the core values, the integrity, the diversity, the caring for the people and the customers, and then what we call customer support excellence, and then the true teamwork, which is being promoted by the leadership in Cummins. That is what is the thing that I am continuously seeing the day I joined Cummins, even today. So the true culture of Cummins is the way the leadership promotes the caring culture, the integrity, the diversity, and I never been asked to do something which is not fit in our values. So that is what is the one thing I'm seeing consistently in Cummins right from the day I joined Cummins.
That's amazing. In short, Cummins cares, and that's what really stands out. Surya, now coming to you, your father spent almost four decades working at Cummins, which is amazing, right? So you must have some childhood memories of Cummins India. Can you share any anecdotes that you can recall right now growing up, seeing your father at Cummins?
Thanks, Neerja, for the question. So basically, my childhood always revolved around Cummins. I was born in Vellore, and soon we left for Singrauli, which is in Madhya Pradesh. And we lived there almost for 6 years in the 90s to the early 2000s. Dad's always been transferred to three, four places. And we have seen cities, tier one cities to tier three cities. When we were in Singrauli, where we spent almost 6 years, I've seen godlike mining equipments in the national coal mines, where my dad used to often go. And I used to accompany him frequently because the equipment that they used in those mines were just monsters, right? That is where it kind of felt like, you know, whatever Cummins is doing, they're doing something right. And it's always intrigued me as to how are these machines even working? Why do we even need these machines in the first place? And those small questions kind of, you know, my childhood was made up of all those questions. And that is when it kind of, you know, kind of hit me like probably I should join Cummins when I, you know, kind of started growing and we started moving out of Singrauli, went to Chennai. And that's when it kind of hit me like I should probably join Cummins because the kind of work that they're doing is really interesting. So my childhood has completely revolved around all mining equipment, coal mines. And then in Chennai, we have been to so many places and I've accompanied him to the most of the places. And I've seen electricity strikes for like continuous for 1-2 hours in Singrauli because the air used to be always charged with ions due to the natural coal mines. So yeah, so my childhood has been really exciting and I've always enjoyed every bit of it.
That is such a cool childhood, right? It's like Cummins is ingrained in you and now you're part of the Cummins family, which is amazing. Ramesh, that brings me to this question. You have witnessed Cummins grow, you know, right from the start and you have many experiences over the years where you've been privy to this. What, according to you, makes Cummins' legacy so unique and compelling?
As I mentioned in the past, the one thing that always in our mind, in our culture, is caring for our customers, commitment to our customers, our integrity, what we tell and what we do is the same thing. So that is the one thing that made Cummins to grow such exponentially over the period of time, is whatever we do, we always keep customer as a primary focus. That is what made this company so successful, that whenever we were growing, we were always kept that how this is going to impact our customers, how this is going to bring value to the customers. So what is our commitment towards customer to make them successful? I think that is the driving force behind Cummins' great growth story. That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's what a customer wants to hear, and clearly Cummins stands for the customer. Surya, you've heard your father speak about the legacy of Cummins, his experiences at Cummins, but I'm sure for you there was one turning point when you decided, okay, now I am going to join Cummins India. What is that one thing that inspired you to actually take that step?
So I don't think it'll be one, but I've seen many turning points because I've seen that. So basically what my dad does is solve a lot of problems on field. And that is quite an experience compared to solving internal problems in team because we're interacting directly with the customers. So whenever I've seen emergency situations where, you know, probably a genset in a hospital goes down and they are in dire need of it to get repaired, I've always seen the sense of gratitude that people have when they kind of actually look at the person who has solved the issue and the kind of gratitude they give post the issues. I've seen it's pretty much fulfilling, right? It is one of the turning points that I've seen where this is probably one of the companies I should be in because we're actually solving customer problems, and by customer problems, we mean the society problems, right?
Yeah.
So these solving such problems kind of gave me the hint that I should probably join a organization where it values society problems and customer issues and it takes them on priority, right? Like Cummins brand value is based on customer centricity, which is something that I've always admired. So as soon as I graduated from college and when I had 2-3 offers in my hand, there was zero doubt on which offer I'm going to go for. And I've always seen my dad's his work stands testimony to the kind of organization it is. So without a blink of an eye, I've always thought of joining Cummins.
Honestly, the way you described it, it sounds like a very, very satisfying job, Surya. So that's great. Ramesh, final question to you. You know, let's bring this thing full circle. Interestingly, I hear your daughter has also worked with Cummins and recently left to study further. So Cummins clearly runs in the family. And that's so special, right? To be able to share something like this with your children and connect with them over something as big a part of life as work. How do you feel about your children being part of Cummins?
Thank you, Nija. It's a very, very interesting question. After completing the graduation, as my son said, she also had a lot of offers. But she saw how Cummins values a diversity, how Cummins focuses on having diverse views, diverse people, diverse culture, as well as the gender diversity. So she saw the things with her own eyes whenever we used to go for the family days and other thing. So she felt that this is an organization that will really, really make me to grow further and further. And she also thought, you know, the core values, the integrity, and then the care, the focus we have for promoting the diversity and the inclusion. So she felt very, very excited. So she came all the way from Chennai, joined Cummins, worked for 4 years. She wanted to pursue higher studies. Now she has gone for higher studies. But again, I'm sure after completing higher studies, definitely she told in an interview that I would like to rejoin Cummins, given an opportunity again. So that tells that how much they are included or in the way we treat our employees makes them to come back to Cummins. So that's my daughter's journey in Cummins. So I'm sure after the higher studies, definitely if there is an opportunity, she would love to come back and work for Cummins again.
Well, you sound like a proud father, and having your family work in the same company as you must feel like such an achievement and such a wonderful full circle moment for you. It's been wonderful speaking with you, Ramesh and Surya, and keep it going in the family, you know, maybe many more to come from the Ramesh family. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Ninja. Thank you all, and truly appreciate interviewing us for this great 60th year of Cummins celebrations.
Thank you, Nirja, for such an amazing interview. And we thank the Cummins team for this.
Cummins PowerPods, the sound of celebration.
That was such a lovely conversation and a true reflection of the legacy and impact of Cummins. Now, of course, there's more where this came from. Cummins PowerPods will be back with more exciting episodes. All you've got to do is stay tuned. Until then, I'm signing off. Bye-bye.
Cummins PowerPods, 60 years of powering India in voice.